Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for today's devotional. I wonder if you ever judge someone pretty badly, think badly of them for reasons that maybe aren't fair. Or even worse, do you ever judge someone poorly for doing the same kind of things that you do yourself all the time? Jesus warns us in the passage we're going to look at today about that kind of judgment. Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5, he says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Now, in short, what Jesus is saying is stop judging others because you have stuff in your own life that you got to sort out too. Jesus isn't condemning all judgment in this passage. He's really only condemning a specific form of judgment, which is hypocritical judgment. He's saying, do not judge so that you won't be judged. People love to quote these verses and to get out of someone telling them that they should do something better with their lives and change in some way. These are also some of the most misunderstood verses at times, I think. People quote this in wrong situations, like somebody goes and gets plastered and then goes and drives a car. Well, no, you actually shouldn't be doing that. It is really reckless behavior. Somebody should stop you. Somebody goes and drops out of school or flunks out. Well, no, actually, we should come to you and talk to you and try to help you do things that will promise a better future. Jesus isn't saying in this passage that judging people's behavior is always bad. He's saying that judging people's behavior when you're just as much in the wrong, it's just not a good idea. Judge yourself first. What if I've done something bad? Does that mean that I should always just pass off judgment and say that I shouldn't ever consider what somebody else did as being bad? Can I never judge if I've been guilty of the same kind of stuff? No, Jesus wants you to get stuff taken care of so that you can actually then go and help other people through their stuff. If you look at verse 5, you'll see that in context of verse 1 is not regarding this blanket statement towards all judgment. Verse 5 is, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. If someone is actually supposed to help removing the speck from someone else's eye, that means they, in fact, can see enough to help fix whatever's needing to be fixed in somebody else's life. Jesus isn't saying, don't ever judge anybody, but rather he's saying, judge others' actions to the same extent that you judge your own. We have a tendency to be very lenient on our own actions while at the same time being really critical of other people's actions. We also have a tendency to point other people's faults out to deflect attention away from our own faults. Both of these actions are hypocritical in nature. Gossip is so often a means of trying to get other people to talk about somebody else's problems so they won't have time to think about what's going on in my own life. Gossip is the action of insecure hypocrites. Back in high school, if I could get somebody to think bad about so-and-so by saying, oh my goodness, you see what she's wearing today, then maybe, just maybe, they won't notice that I failed to do my homework the last night and got a 0 on my quiz because of it. At the very least, it makes me feel better about my inadequacies, knowing that other people are focusing on somebody else's shortcomings. When it comes to our view of other people, we have to fight our tendencies to place judgment where it doesn't belong. First thing is this, are you judging people more strictly than you're judging yourself? 2, are you judging people because of your own insecurities and not wanting to own up to your own faults? Today, let's take a look at our own hearts and be honest with ourselves about how we're judging other people. Remember this, Jesus chose not to judge you out of anger, but in grace, he chose to die for you in spite of your sin. Remember Jesus' grace for you when you're tempted to show your wrath to another person for the things that you think that they've done wrong. Let's help other people get better. But let's be fair about it. And let's always hold ourselves to the highest standards when it comes to who we're expecting to change for the better. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you'd help me to to make the necessary changes in my own life today before I expect other people to change. And God, help me to make those changes so that when it comes time where I could help somebody see a better way to go in their own life, that you could give me the grace to help them through that. But Lord, help us always to be fair to the people around us. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Hope you guys have a great week. I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.